Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody, and He loves you.
First word. I'd like to thank you for tuning back in to First Word. And today is December 16th. We are getting closer to Christmas. Close of 2018 is the last month of 2018, December. So definitely made it through another year. Grateful for everything and continue to keep us all, help us all be here and I'm sorry about that. Got called away for a second. Like I said, this is the first word. Basically, what we're doing here is we're studying Proverbs that correspond with each Sunday that each day falls on. And pray that you bear with us, and we're going to jump right in. So I'm starting off with a word of prayer. Today, we're studying Proverbs 16. So, dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for continuing to keep us, bless us all to be here. I pray that you help us learn something from this Proverbs today. Pray that you help us take it back to our lives and apply it. Pray that you just keep us and help us get through today, wherever we may be, at our service, at our churches. And pray that we have a great day and learn more about you. And in Jesus' name, I pray that. So, like I said, since today is December 16th, we're going to be studying Proverbs 16. So it starts off by saying, to humans belong the plans of the heart, but from the Lord comes the answer of the tongue. All a person's ways may seem pure to them, but motives are weighed by the Lord. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He will establish your plans. The Lord works out everything to its proper end, even the wicked for a day of disaster. The Lord detests all the proud heart. Be sure of this. They will not go unpunished. So, these first five verses that I read are coming from these Proverbs saying, you know, basically what we think or what a wicked person or a non-righteous person may think versus what God thinks or what the Lord knows, as it says in these verses. Verse 1 and 2 kind of go hand in hand when it goes, and it says, to humans belong the plans of the heart. And then it goes off in the second verse and it says, but motives are weighed by the Lord. Those two go hand in hand because he knows your heart. He knows whatever's on your heart. And through experience, I'm sure a lot of us have known that whatever's on your heart is going to come out. So whatever's inside of you, when you go through things or when situations get tough, many people, they start bringing out what's on their heart. I know got Mr. Jamal on here, but basically sometimes, you know, a lot of men, since we are men on the line, sometimes that we get in our feelings, or, you know, certain people get in their feelings and then they start, you know, saying what's on their heart, start, you know, actually getting down to the point where, you know, they start saying hurtful things that they know are true. You know, it's true. You know, it's facts. But we start throwing them down out of hate, out of, you know, spite to get back at somebody or something because we can't do anything. You know, a lot of the times words hurt more than, you know, physical stuff. And definitely it says it right here where it talks about the verse, man, verse 1 and 2, where it talks about that. When it goes on to the next couple of verses, 3 is very key because of the fact that it says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. So even before anything, even before, you know, before even verse 1 and 2, that should be where you start at. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. If you start with that, I doubt you would have any worries. Not any worries, but once you know that, you know, you're doing it for the Lord, or that he knows what's on your heart, like we've been talking about, or he knows your motive, and you put God first, then everything else will fall into place. Verse 4 and 5, where it talks about the Lord works out everything to its proper end. That goes back to verse 3. Even the wicked for the day of disaster. It goes back to verse 3 where it talks about, you know, committing to the Lord. Once you commit to him, like I said, everything falls into place. Everything is proper in. And that's my take on these first couple of verses. Minister Jamal, you there?
Yes, sir.
Morning, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good. No,
what do you think about
my I definitely agree with you, man, especially on verse. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
All right. Definitely agree with these verses, especially and especially when you were talking about, you know, what comes out of people's hearts, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just believe that sometimes, man, you know, that a person always feels some type of way about you, but they just never have an opportunity to, you know, get it off their chest or, you know, because, like, when a person is drunk, man, they're going to tell the truth, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, whatever's in you is going to come out. So if the word of God is in you, when you're in situations, it's going to come out, you know what I'm saying? Whatever situation that you're in, whatever's inside you is going to come out. And verse 3, you know, definitely is key. You know, you commit to the Lord. The verse says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. You know, commit, you know. Committing, you know, we give you all your ways to God and denouncing your plans and denouncing yourself or your will, giving it to him. That's the best thing you can do. Am I going to tell you that it's going to get easier after that? No, it's not, but it's going to become worth it. In life, we have to, you know, give ourselves to the Lord. You know, the Bible tells us to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding, because we understand that sometimes, you know, we were instilled with things by our parents and whatever. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him and make your path straight. So verse 3 is just is reassuring you that if you commit your way to the Lord, he will establish your plan. You know, it says all a person's ways seem pure to them, you know, but motives are weighed by the Lord. So if you're committing yourself to the Lord and he's establishing your plan, you should have no problem. Those are my takes on over.
Definitely agree with that. Definitely agree with that. Have any other callers that would like to make any comments before we move on? All right, if not, I'm going to go to verse 6. Verse 6 says, through love and faithfulness, sin is atoned for. Through the fear of the Lord, evil is avoided. The Lord takes pleasure in any one's ways. He causes their enemies to make peace with them. Be a little with the righteous. Better a little with the righteous than much gain with injustice.
Mm.
So these verses right here, where it talks about faithfulness, through love and faithfulness, sin is atoned for. Definitely, as we all Christians and we walk through this, through God's love and faithfulness, he sent his son to die for us and atone for all of our sins. So this is way before all of that, way back in Proverbs. They already knew this, that through the love of God and through our faithfulness, that the sins that we have will be atoned for through the fear of the Lord. So then in the second verse, it says, when the Lord takes pleasure in anyone's ways, he causes their enemies to make peace with them.
Mm.
That verse is very key, to the point where, like we said in verse 3, if you commit to the Lord, whatever you do, he will establish your plans. So already walking into it, wherever you go, whether you have any enemies, whether to be real, whether you have a hater, whether you know you have anybody that despises you, anything of that sort. It says once the Lord takes pleasure in anyone's ways and your walk in your everyday life, you committing to God's plan, he's already going to take care of that. You know, and you don't have to worry about it. It's going to be at peace with them. And then in verse 8, it goes on to say, better a little with righteousness, but
come on,
much gain with injustice. So once you're already walking on the righteous path and you've already committed to God, these gains that you'll get is, you know, going to be enough. But it's better than having a whole lot of nothing that you gain unjustly, the wrong way, than having a little bit of what's good for you. What do you think about these verses, Minister Jamal?
Man, listen. Excuse me. These last two that you read, man, was very key. You know what I'm saying? Definitely reassures. I'm not gonna say everybody, but it definitely reassures me. You know, things have been going on. People have been reaching out that I just ain't been expected to reach out, and you know, it makes sense now. But I like verse 8, you know, it says, better a little with righteousness than much gain with injustice. If I can go down memory lane a little bit, I think if it was not last first word, it was the first word before that, man, and we were talking about the blame. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that we was on the first word, two first words ago, and it says that the ones that walk blameless, God will establish them through righteousness. And it says better a little with righteousness than much gain with injustice. See, quick money don't stay around. That money that you're not working hard for, that money that you're on the block selling, whatever that you're selling, it ain't going to stay but for so long. You understand? And at the end of the day, when you're making that type of money, you're making them type of moves and you're making those type of plays, what I want to say, your atmosphere is not the safest. Your atmosphere isn't the best. You bring a certain amount of people around you that can do harm to whatever that you're trying to do. And I just this speaks so much to what's going on today. You know, we so worried about the injustices going on and sometimes, man, we get in our feelings about it and we forget to pray. We forget to pray that God shows himself to be true. We forget to pray about all the situations that's going on you know, some of the reasons why that Colin Kaepernick was kneeling. We forgot to pray. We were so mad because it was right in front of our faces and, you know, it was clearly on video and the cops were still getting off. And, you know, we were so angry that we forgot to pray, man. And the things that were going on could have been, you know, I'm not going to say that it had just disappeared overnight, but we pray until something happens. You know, dig what I'm saying? So I like how it says that better a little with righteousness, because see, with righteousness comes life.
Mm-hmm.
When God established through righteousness, now everything's about to be lined up for you. It says then much gain with injustice. See, some things that goes on, you know, in this world is because you know that the enemy is the prince of the air. And he got his little minions out here and they doing whatever. You know what I'm saying? But I love how, even if I go back to verse 5, it says, the Lord detests all the proud of heart. Be sure of this. It will not go unpunished. So better a little bit of righteousness right now than try to gain. Because like I said earlier, ill-gotten gains don't last for a while. And I think we was reading that in the Bible too, right? That ill-gotten things don't last long. But when God blesses you, it's forever. And ever and ever and ever and ever beyond that. And I like it says, when the Lord takes pleasure in anyone's ways, he causes their enemies to make peace with them. See, when you're lined up with Christ and you're lined up with God, doing God's will and doing God's work, people will call you out of the blue that have done you some type of way, that have left you metaphorically down and out, or left you for dead. They will just come out of the blue and they will begin to apologize and they will begin to want to make peace with you. Because, see, I gotta understand this, man. Light and darkness cannot dwell in the same place. Therefore, when you are letting your light shine, these people that are in the dark, they see a little bit of light. And they keep going towards it and towards it and towards it and towards it and towards it. This is just making what Psalms 23, excuse me, what makes it more violent, because he says that he said God will make your enemies your footstool. Well, he's telling us again right here that when the Lord takes pleasure in anyone's way, he causes their enemies to make peace with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you look at it, you look at it, everything that's going on in your life is happening for a reason. You wonder why people are trying to come back that did you dirty, that did you wrong. Why are they doing that? Well, obviously because of verse 7 tells us that the Lord takes pleasure in your way. And mm-hmm. how you're doing things, and how that the first time you're coming to him, you're not just trying to go and speak about your story, but you're going to somebody that could do something about it. And the songwriter says, take me to the king. I don't got much to bring. My heart is in pieces. But here's my offering. And I just love that because I'm so passionate about it, the way I talk about it, because it's just been things I've been transpiring through my life in the last month, and I could not make any sense of it. And I'm like, man, listen, why I always got to take the low road? Why I always got to – God is explaining it right here. Because better with a little righteousness than much gain with injustice. Go ahead.
Definitely agree with you. You talk about taking the low road, and once you're on God's side, that's not a low road. You know, we always going up, we always stepping up. And like it says, if your enemies have to apologize to you, they got to meet you where you're at. So it's a thing where you ain't got to take the low road. They just got to catch up to you. They just got to meet where you are. They atoning for what they did wrong, like it says, you know. Once love and faithfulness is going to atone for your sins. So they got to meet you where you are. It's not about taking the low road, man. We on the path with God. We on the right path. They got to get back on the right path. It's not about the roads, man. It's all about
I'm definitely challenge that comment, because it's like sometimes, man, when you on the low road, see, when you on the low road, you by yourself. You know why? Because everybody not trying to take that low road. And it's something about when it's just you and God. Hey, man, let me throw this phone. It's something about when it's just you and God in that mountaintop experience. See, when Moses came back. You see, he had a thick beard and a thick gray beard, you know, but he had to go by himself, you see, because God is so powerful, man, in an area where it's 110 degrees in the shade that the bush was burning, but nothing else, come on now, burnt around it, see, because sometimes all you got to go by yourself. You gotta leave everybody and everything behind you, because you know what? At a certain point in time, anybody or anything could become a distraction. So sometimes, man, God gotta take you away from the people and from your surroundings, or take you on this mountaintop experience, so he can have this cleansing time with you. He can share some things with you. He can let you know, don't stop fighting. He's gonna let you know, don't stop praying. He's gonna let you know it's okay. He's gonna let you know that, man, people are gonna piss you off, but don't get off track. He's gonna let you know that people are gonna come up against you that you thought loved you, but don't lose heart. He gonna tell you that it ain't gonna be the easiest. He gonna tell you that people gonna talk about you, people gonna judge you, people gonna metaphorically try to spit on you, people gonna try to do everything. But call you a child of God, people gonna try to discredit everything that you did. But let me tell you something. When God gets you, when God take you on that low road, man, that's why I sound 11. Because when he take you on that road, man, he show you some things. He revealing to you some things that he can't reveal to everybody. And when you come up out of that low road, that's why at the end of the day, you be the bigger person and apologize. Because, see, if you knew what God had for you on the other side, you would be begging people to throw your name through the mud, to throw your name through the dirt, to hate on you, to pray for your downfall. If you knew what God had for you on the other side, you would be begging for your face to be drugged through the mud. Let me tell you something, man. Tell you something, G. It's amazing what God's trying to do, because see, sometimes we just forget that God did it for us, and when we go through the same situation, we try to hold back and forget that God brought us out the first time, and He'll bring us out the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth time. Trust me, I am a living testimony, man. That when you're lining up with the Word of God, see, let me tell you, it ain't always just about the big victories, because see, when you lining up with the Word of God, see, God tells you that when He takes pleasure in your way, your enemies, these people that curse you, these people that hate you, these people that are slandering your name.
Mm-hmm.
They'll need you. They'll make peace. They make peace with you. When you think about the word enemy, and then you think about the word peace, how can you put those two? Come on, man. Ain't nothing but God, man. Go ahead, man. I ain't trying to take up too much time there.
Finish out, man. You got 3 minutes. Go ahead.
So just about, you got to take the low road, man. It's all right. We human. So, yeah, we're going to complain, and we're going to cry about it, and Lord, why I always gotta, but because it's necessary, and it's going to be worth it at the end. Tell me anything you did for God that wasn't worth it at the end. Thank you. So, man, these last two verses, man, listen, this is just a smack in the face this morning. It was like a hello, wake up. You know, because see,
good morning.
Right. Like good morning. You know what I'm saying, G? It woke me up. It was like a hot rag to the face. It was like a sip of coffee to some of my coffee drinkers. You know what I'm saying? It was a sip of that caffeine. You know, and God is really showing me how to deal with situations. That's why I love the first word so much. That's why I love it so much. It's unscripted. It's real. We done had some people on here who was just real raw and authentic. You know what I mean? And the first word helped me through life. It helped me understand things. I often find out that after the first word or the coming first word, God puts us in situations where I know He put me in situations where it's like, well, why is this going on? It's right in the first word in my face. Good morning. Definitely people that was coming back that I didn't, and we on the first word, so I'm going to be honest, that I viewed as enemies, you know, still one coming back right now that I view as an enemy. But God is showing me, you know, right here, God is showing me that, you know, even sometimes, man, when we think we're so far away from God, we be right next to Him. When we feel like we the weakest, we be the strongest thing moving. You know what I'm saying? So, any last words, man, before we close out?
Definitely, man. Anything's possible with God. You know, once you put Him first, like it says in these verses right here, everything else falls into place. That's all you gotta do. I think that's it. You wanna close it out?
Yeah, I'm just looking at some of these verses. I just wanted to make sure we ain't miss no key ones before we left out of here.
Yeah.
All right. With all hearts, mind, and clear, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come to say thank you. Thank you for this day, Father God, this beautiful day that we have never seen, that we'll never see before. Not going to never see again. Father God, we want to thank you for life, health, and strength. Father God, we want to thank you for all our trials and tribulations. Thank you for our enemies, dear God, that want harm and come against us. We thank you for them, Father God, because without them, Father God, that we would have no motivation, Father God. We would get swallowed up, Father God. Without them, Father God, we wouldn't run to you, Father God, and ask you to bless them, Father God. So we just ask you to bless our enemies. Bless the ones that curse us, Father God. Bless the ones that want harm for us, Father God. Father God, we just ask you to be in our church services, wherever they may be. Father God, bless our families. Forgive us for our many, many, many sins, Father God, sins that we don't even know about, Father God, sins in our past and our present and our future, Father God. We ask you, excuse me, to be in our services, wherever they may be. Father God, come in, come on in, relax, take your shoes off. In Jesus' name I pray. Father God, please take everybody that's on the first word. Thank you for everybody that's on the first word. Father God, stay diligent, stay committed, Father God. We ask you to lift everybody up, Father God, where they're weak. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, till next week. This is the first word.
I love you.
Love you too, man.